Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're diving into Accenture, a global leader in consulting, technology services, and outsourcing. Known for its deep expertise in digital transformation, Accenture has become a key partner for businesses navigating the complexities of modern technology. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Accenture has built a reputation as a trusted advisor to some of the world's largest companies, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do bias, is like confirmation bias and status quo bias, influence their decision-making, especially in areas like client engagements and strategic investments?
Confirmation bias is particularly relevant to Accenture's decision-making process. As a consulting firm, Accenture often works with clients to solve complex problems, and there can be a tendency to favor information or solutions that align with existing beliefs or strategies. This bias can reinforce the status quo, making it challenging to propose or adopt innovative solutions that deviate from what has worked in the past. Status quo bias also plays a significant role in client engagements, as both Accenture and its clients may prefer to stick with familiar methodologies and technologies, right?
And this focus on consistency and risk management has helped Accenture maintain its leadership position in the consulting industry, appealing to clients and investors who prioritize reliability and long-term partnerships.
Exactly. Accenture's commitment to maintaining a stable and consistent approach to client engagements appeals to investors who value a steady and predictable business model. However, this approach also means that Accenture must be careful not to become too rigid, as the consulting industry increasingly requires agility and the ability to adapt to new technological advancements.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Accenture. As a global company with a diverse client base, DEI is particularly important for Accenture. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Accenture's approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the firm operates in over 120 countries and serves a wide range of industries. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance the firm's ability to innovate and deliver tailored solutions by leveraging a diverse workforce with varied perspectives. A commitment to DEI allows Accenture to better understand and meet the needs of its diverse client base, which can lead to more successful outcomes and stronger client relationships. For investors, Accenture's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsive.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in consulting, where understanding and addressing the needs of diverse clients is vital to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Accenture not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of clients, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Accenture operates across multiple industries and geographies, each with its own unique challenges. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Accenture's global strategy involves tailoring its services to meet the specific needs of different industries and markets while maintaining its core consulting and technology expertise. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse environments. Accenture's ability to understand local market dynamics, regulatory environments, and cultural differences allows it to provide relevant and effective solutions to clients worldwide. This approach helps Accenture mitigate risks associated with global operations such as.
And this adaptability is essential for Accenture, especially as they face competition from both local consulting firms and other global giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and effectiveness in various markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Accenture's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a strong competitor in the global consulting industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in client needs, technological advancements, and global economic conditions.
Now, let's compare Accenture to other companies in the consulting and technology services industry, like Deloitte, IBM, and Capgemini. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Accenture's dynamics are often compared to other consulting giants like Deloitte, IBM, and Capgemini, particularly in their approach to digital transformation and global client service. Accenture's strong emphasis on technology-driven solutions and its deep expertise in digital transformation have positioned it as a leader in the consulting space, appealing to clients and investors looking for cutting-edge services. Deloitte, with its broader range of services including audit and tax, may appeal to clients and investors interested in a more diversified business model. IBM, with its focus on tech.
And unlike Deloitte, which has a broader service offering that includes audit and tax, Accenture's strength lies in its focused approach on consulting and technology services, particularly in digital transformation, which appeals to a specific, yet broad, market segment.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Accenture, the focus on innovation, client success, and a strong global presence provides a unique value proposition in the consulting and technology services industry.
To sum up, Accenture's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their client engagement strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Accenture's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. We'll be right back.